covering the Miami Heat from deep in the paint to beyond the arc and always inside the 305. This is Red Hot Hoops. Now, here's Alex Dono and Hollywood.
It's another Red Hot Hoops and Odyssey podcast. I'm Alex Dono alongside Hollywood. Miami Heat taking on the Wizards tonight in Washington. Every time I check the Heat injury list, it gets more and more depressing. So we know Tyler Hero didn't make the trip. Bam Adebayo has been and will continue to be questionable. He didn't play against Toronto the other night. He's unlikely to play tonight. And then a few hours ago, Hollywood, we get the added wrinkle of, oh, by the way, Jimmy Butler is out tonight with knee soreness. And so I woke up this morning to a betting line of Wizards minus one being 1 point favorites. After the Jimmy news came out, it's been Wizards minus six, which I guess tells you Vegas thinks Jimmy Butler is worth about 5 points. He might even be worth more than that in my mind, but this is going to be an uphill climb this evening.
Yeah. It's, you know, Alex, I'm curious what you think. It feels to me like this is, kind of an important moment here in the season, important part of the season, right? I mean, you're enough games in where you have that kind of mesh period, that cohesion period and all that stuff. And, you know, now I feel like this is the time, again, where Miami needs to keep pace. We've kind of talked about that the last week or so, is keeping pace with these other Eastern Conference teams. And I think there has to kind of be genuine concern right now. I mean, the fact that Jimmy is out with anything to do with the knee is not good. And that was, you know, we talked about that, I think, in our first episode. We talked about, you know, what does Miami do when Jimmy Butler inevitably misses games, which you knew was going to happen, right? I mean, he's not going to play all of them, but, you know, this anything that has to do with the knee definitely tends to scare me. And, you know, he is not a guy that you can afford to have down for a long time here. So I'm a little bit concerned now, right? The line moved by 5 points, and that's concerning in and of itself, because it means, you know, the experts think Washington's going to come in here and beat the Heat. And it's a concerning moment in the season here, Alex.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And especially given, you know, because normally if Jimmy Butler misses a game, you're saying, okay, well, we've got guys to pick up that scoring slack, including Tyler Hero or Bam Adebayo. Hero's definitely not playing. Adebayo probably not playing. Or what about Victor Oladipo, who may not play anytime soon? So it's like, all right, you've got to count really on Kyle Lowry playing out of his mind tonight. Maybe Caleb Martin, instead of hitting five threes like he did a couple games ago, might need to hit seven or eight threes tonight. You know, Nikola Jovic, who I do want to talk about, I thought he played, you know, very well in his first NBA start. I mean, of course, you know, you don't set the bar too high when you're talking about a rookie making his first start, but I think the Heat have something to work with in the future. But with Jimmy out tonight, assuming Bam doesn't play, and he's questionable, so maybe I shouldn't assume that, but if Bam doesn't play and Tyler is definitely not playing, who's going to score tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be the Max Strus show, I guess, yeah. for the Heat tonight. Yeah, it's a very concerning situation. I think the Oladipo thing you bring up is another good one, because, you know, I just don't know when we're going to see him. And, you know, he's a guy that could, you know, when these situations arise, that, you know, you could kind of count on him to step in there and help you out. And, you know, it's funny, Alex, I saw that tweet from Barry Jackson earlier today where he's talking about tank for Wembanyama. And it's like, you know, I mean, it's so ridiculous. I gotta be honest, I haven't heard anyone say that yet. I don't know if that's going around. I don't know if that's a thing that people are.
I think it is a thing. I mean, it's a thing for fans. Like, I don't know how many GMs are out there like, hey, guys, make sure we sit everybody tonight because we're tanking for Wembanyama. But it's definitely something the fans are talking about.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. The Heat don't strike me as a team that is in need of a rebuild. They strike me as a team right now that is just kind of stale and stagnant a little bit, right? Like, you bring back all these guys, and we've seen this before. You know, we've seen when you bring, you know, the whole team back and you try to run it back, and, you know, it can things can get a little stale. And, you know, you're at it again. To me, you're at a critical point in the season here, because these are games, like a game tonight, that you got to get. And, you know, I think Miami's going to have a very tough time getting that. You lose this game, you're a couple games, you know, back under 500. And I just, you know, I hope that this doesn't end up with, you know, what we're looking at this season for this team as a whole is, you know, trying to continue to be at the 500 level. And then you fall a couple and fighting back to get to 500. I hope that that's not, you know, what this ends up being here with this team. But this is I think the concern level has to be raised. I know we talked about that in the first few episodes. Where's your concern level at? It's got to be raised a little bit now, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's almost entirely due to just the injury frustrations. It's almost entirely due to that. And also knowing that I don't think this team is great enough. If they fall too far behind the eight ball, I don't necessarily see any 15-game, 18-game winning streaks on the horizon for them. So they've got to be hanging around that 500 number until they can get everybody back healthy. And listen, some might say, you know, before Thanksgiving, too early to look at the standings. I don't live and die by the standings this early in the year. But, you know, like you mentioned, the Heat are a game under 500. They'd be the 10 seed in the East, so fringe play-in team if the season ended today. But then on the bright side, the team that they're facing tonight, who's got one more victory than them, are currently the 7 seed. So if the Heat can find a way to persevere, maybe Bam is a surprise active tonight or something like that, and they can find a way to beat Washington, you're kind of right back into the mix for like a non play-in spot. So I think that's a big thing there. You know, another big thing that we can look at here, you mentioned a Barry Jackson tweet. He had another interesting one today that goes for the present and future of this starting lineup. At FLA Sports Buzz tweeted, the Miami Heat, they're outscoring teams by 43 points in 73 minutes and shooting 54% with Strus playing with Bam, Jimmy, Lowry, and Martin. And then he asks, is there a way to start Strus and Hero? And in parentheses, with Hero, doesn't deserve to lose his starting job. You know, sometimes, and this is a big thing for Spoelstra, and it's a big thing for Riley when he's building teams, it's not always like who starts. It's not necessarily who like the best overall player is. It's who's the best fit, right? And I think that that's the case with Strus. And Strus and Hero are very different players. But obviously, if you're looking at a guy to potentially, you know, go on like a 7-0 scoring run or even hit a big late game shot if Jimmy's not playing, you would definitely say, yeah, Tyler Hero is more that guy than Max Strus. But at the same time, we've got enough tangible analytical evidence that Max Strus can be a better gel guy with that starting lineup. And then the other part of it is, and we talked about this on our last episode, Hollywood, that Heat bench unit is just stale. Like they don't have a spark. And I don't know, you have to wonder maybe if for the greater good, Tyler Hero, when he returns, might be a sixth man again.
First of all, I love what Marcos has put on the screen here about that he need a heavy helping of Strus juice. Marcos is a very funny man, so I like that there. But I told you this last week, you know, Alex, our last episode. I think Tyler Hero is a much better fit coming off the bench. And listen, it's not like you said, it's not, you know, the saying that Strus is a better player than Tyler Hero, because he isn't. Right. I think Tyler Hero is the far superior player. I don't even think it's debatable. But does Max Strus complement the starting unit better than, say, a guy like Tyler Hero, who, you know, is a ball dominant guy? Tyler Hero needs to get his shots, right? And it's tougher to do that when you're on the floor with Jimmy and Bam and Kyle. And it's just tougher to do that because all those guys are going to get their shots too. And so I think it makes it a little bit tougher when Tyler's in the starting lineup. I think Max Strus is just a better complementary player, whereas Tyler Hero is more of a, you know, an all-star caliber type player, right? And, you know, he can continue to come off the bench and put up huge numbers for this team like he did last season. And, you know, I just think that's the better fit because, you know, look, and again, it doesn't matter who starts the game. It matters who finishes the game. It shouldn't matter who starts, but you do need something off that second unit. And, you know, I Max Strus doesn't give you what Tyler Hero does. Max Strus can't go out there and dominate a game. And, you know, he can create his own shot to an extent, but not the way Tyler Hero can. So I love that move. I told you last time, I think that's the right move. Again, I wouldn't screw too much with what they did last season, you know, because whatever they were doing last season obviously worked. And the farther you sink, the farther you fall under 500, the farther you fall into the standings. And I know you said you're not overly concerned right now and you're not watching the standings. There's a team that, you know, has championship aspirations. You know, that's the goal, right? The goal is not to sneak into the playoffs. They're not the New York Knicks. So, I think you got to find the combination that works. And that might be something to look at here.
You know, something that I did like, despite what was a pretty frustrating defeat against the Toronto Raptors. Like, I wasn't happy about that game, the way it played out, Bam or no Bam, right? You give up a 21-0 scoring run in the third quarter in a game you seem firmly in command of. That was very frustrating. But with Bam's injury, we saw Nikola Jovic, the European rookie, getting his first NBA start. And I thought he did about as well as you could expect. Shot 4 for 8, 13 points, seized the floor very well, was very active in making assists and distributing for teammates, even showed he can be a threat to be on the receiving end of lobs. I think that Riley and Spo have something to work with this guy. Now, obviously, anytime you're talking about a rookie Heat player, you know, he could end up being, you know, a trade piece in the future, which is fine. Or if he does end up somebody that gets developed down here, someone with his physical abilities and his length and his court vision, I think the Heat might have something here. And I don't trust any other organization than Miami to develop a player like that, as much as I would trust Spo anyway.
Yeah, they do, Alex. They do a fantastic job developing guys. I'd like to see, obviously I'd like to see a bigger sample size. And I think for rookies especially, I think things start to get tougher as you go on here, because, you know, eventually teams will be able to scout you. They'll be able to get the film on you. They'll be able to, you know, really key in and find out what it is that this guy is doing well. So I want to see a bigger sample size. I want to see, you know, let's check in with him in a couple of weeks and see, you know, when teams realize, hey, this guy's going to get minutes. This is what he does well. This is what he doesn't do well. Let's see then, you know, what we're getting out of Jovic and see if he's still as effective. And hopefully he will be, but I think you got to give it a little time. I think it's a little early to say one way or the other.
Yeah, so in a game tonight against Washington, when the Heat are going to be without Jimmy Butler due to knee soreness, without Tyler Hero, who didn't make the trip, Adebayo is questionable, left knee contusion, and you have a couple more players on that injury report: Dwayne Dedman, Udonis Haslam, Caleb Martin, Victor Oladipo, Omer Yurtseven, all on Miami's injury report. Obviously, Depot and Yurtseven are not going to play. Yurt had ankle surgery. UD not going to play. We got to, I guess, keep our fingers crossed for Dedman and Caleb Martin. So there are a lot of bodies on that injury report. Now, I think it could be a much better weekend for the Miami Hurricanes basketball team. And Hollywood, you're going to be calling the action this weekend. You're at the Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. Miami Hurricanes, they're taking on Providence tomorrow. It's Coach L's alma mater and a really good Providence team against a really good Canes team. What are you looking forward to for Saturday night?
Yeah, Alex, so we are at the Mohegan Sun here, and it's an interesting place. You kind of drive through the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden these big glass buildings pop up, and here we are in this Vegas resort here in Connecticut for a chance for Coach L to make some history tomorrow at 4 o'clock. He's going to go for his 700th win against his alma mater, which would be an incredible story. He's going to get two chances to do it up here. By the way, Miami's going to play Saturday and they're going to play Sunday as well, regardless of what happens on Saturday. So we do have a couple of games coming up here. I have very high expectations for this Hurricanes basketball team. And, you know, they brought back a couple of really big time contributors in Isaiah Wong. Everyone knows him. He's been around the program for a while now. Everybody knows Isaiah Wong, one of the top players in the ACC. And you know, Jordan Miller is back with this team. Wilga Poplar is back and he joins the starting lineup. And then you add a couple of interesting pieces. You have Nigel Pack, who is the point guard for this team. And if you follow NIL, I guess you certainly know who Nigel Pack is. And Norchad Omir is a name that you're going to hear a lot down here. He is a double-double machine. And those two guys join the starting lineup here, Alex. And I think that this Hurricanes team, you know, Elite Eight last year. They made it all the way to the Elite Eight, and I think that they are they're going to be good enough this year to make another run. So looking forward to calling the game tomorrow. Should be really just an incredible scene, especially if Coach L is able to get that win.
So from our nation's capital to the middle of nowhere in Connecticut at a Vegas-style resort, going to be a lot of good basketball action over the next day and a half or so. Guys, let's go Heat tonight. Hopefully they can overcome, and let's go Canes tomorrow. For Hollywood and for Marcos, our awesome producer, I'm Dono. We will talk to you guys again next time on another episode of Red Hot Hoops right here on Odyssey.